pucker that is 8:15. You look at the map, the tropical map. You see the green line, oval, whatever you want to call it, with the yellow X and all of that. Area of low pressure, medium chance of tropical formation in the Gulf in the coming days. The circle goes to the east of the Florida Panhandle, just about to the border of Louisiana and Texas. But primarily, it's going to be a rain event, is what they're saying. Tropical depression could form. If it does, it would be named Dexter when it gets to the point of naming a storm. And if we're going to name something Dexter, given the serial nature of the name, serial killer nature of the name, I'd just soon it'd be a shoo-shoo. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff Palermo?
Here we go. Sorry about that, Tommy. How you doing today?
We're fine. I'm good. You?
I am doing well. I am doing well.
Have you, do you know what a shoo-shoo is, or is that a new
one? No, I do not. No, you'll have to.
A shoo-shoo is like when you have a firework and you light it and it doesn't really pop. It just kind of, that we call that a shoo-shoo in New Orleans, or maybe it's a West Bank thing. I don't know. But I realize sometimes I use these colloquialisms and people don't know what they mean. Let me talk about Trey Greene. I know Brian Kelly mentioned him yesterday. I was impressed by this young man from the first time that I saw him. Let's talk about, I guess, start there with Brian Kelly in media days, Jeff.
Yeah, Brian Kelly, really high on his team, and there's a lot, you know, he's not afraid of the expectations that are around this team. Most feel like it should get to the college football, should be one of the 12 teams that make the college football playoff. A lot of emphasis on winning game one. We all know that LSU has lost their last five season openers, and they are not running from that. They're not hiding from that. They're not saying, oh, well, you know, this game against Clemson, it's just another game on the schedule. No, they are really looking at it as, we got to win this game. We have to win this game. Now, yes, they could go ahead and lose this game and still go 10-2 this season and make it into the college football playoff. But I think it's important for this program to get a win in the season opener. And this, when you look at their last five season opener losses, this might be their toughest test. So they're really, because this is going to be a very good Clemson team with a quarterback that's returning, just like Garrett Nussmeier, and you got to play at their place. It's not a neutral site game. So this will be a tough test. But Brian Kelly loves the fact that Garrett Nussmeier's got a year of experience under his belt. He thinks the offensive line is going to be, he said he's very bullish on the offensive line, even though they've lost four starters from that unit, and really feels what they've been able to do in the transfer portal as far as getting players to, in particular, help on the defensive side of the football will really give Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator, the tools he needs for LSU's defense to compete for an SEC championship.
And that brings me to another one of my favorite players, who is Whit Whitaker.
Whit Weeks,
I'm sorry. I just want to throw that extra WH in there.
Yeah, Whit Weeks is healthy. We remember in the bowl game, suffered at that time looked like a really gruesome injury on his ankle, but he's ready to go, and he's a fan favorite, obviously, and I think I really feel like Brian Kelly feels really good about, you know, this is a guy that's basically started for a year and a half, or has played a lot of football over the last two seasons. He gets to the football fast, and a healthy Whit Weeks, a healthy Harold Perkins, and playing him in the position where he can create the most havoc, which is the star position in this defense, which is kind of a hybrid linebacker defensive back position, and allows him to roam the field a little bit more. They really feel really good about those two guys in particular.
Yeah, I got so busy saying Whit. He doesn't pronounce it that way, does he?
Whit Weeks is how
it's
W-H-I-T. Yes.
But, you know, it's like the word what. I guess you would traditionally say what, but nobody actually does that. He's got a brother, too. What's his brother like?
Oh, he's got West Weeks on this team. And his brother was a guy that he could have easily ended up coming back, or it could have tried the route, the NFL route, mm-hmm. but they actually redshirted him last year to give him an opportunity And he wasn't necessarily fully healthy last season, but he's healthy this year. They're thinking that a veteran guy like this, who's been around for a while, he started out at Virginia. This is his fourth season with the Tigers. They really feel like he could be one of those guys that can really contribute not only on defense but special teams as well.
Let me take a break. We'll talk about the quarterback position when we come back. Now everybody's got a room, right, Jeff? It's not a position anymore. Now everybody's got a room. It's the receiver room. It's the quarterback room. And it's interesting how phrases like that catch on. Jeff Palermo is our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. If you go to WWL.com and look under Jeff Palermo, you'll find something entertaining to read. I can guarantee you that. 821 traffic now, WWL. Yeah, but it's not just me. Tim Zimmer, Manning Master Control, doing a tremendous job as always. You got Jordan Fiegel producing from an unknown location, and we get great guests like Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. So let's talk about the quarterback room or position, as it's otherwise known. Joe Burrow, year one, won 10 games in a bowl game. Year two, the Heisman. Jaden Daniels won 10 games in a bowl game. Year two, the Heisman. Doug Nussmeier won 9 games and a bowl game. What about this year?
Well, that's the obviously the pattern tells you that Garrett Nussmeier should win the Heisman. It's just not that easy, though. But when you think about year ones for Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels, they were good seasons. They were not great. I can make the argument that Garrett Nussmeier had a really good season last year. I mean, he threw for 4,000 yards. And Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels certainly didn't reach that type of level in their first year as a starting quarterback. And Nussmeier threw for 29 touchdown passes a season ago. When you go back to Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels, very few touchdown passes for those guys in their first year as a starting quarterback. So there's a couple things that Garrett Nussmeier is working on to help himself as far as not only win the Heisman, but help his team win a national championship. Talked about yesterday how he changed his body a little bit so that he can take on a little bit more of a pounding. He's going to look to run some more. Last year he threw 12 interceptions, and he feels like, you know, there were times where he tried to force it down the field. Instead, maybe he should have just tucked it and tried to run for a few yards, or at least get back to the line of scrimmage, or not try to do the dangerous play. I think we all remember the interception that he threw against Texas A&M that really changed the complexion of that game. That's out of the 12 interceptions that he threw a season ago. That's one that he would certainly love to have back. So it's hard, as Brian Kelly said, it's hard to say, hey, this guy is going to win the Heisman Trophy, because it's such a difficult award to win. But one of the things that Brian Kelly talked about was he didn't come back here to win the Heisman. He came back here to win a national championship. Nussmeier really feels like there's some unfinished business, and he feels he's got the talent around him. He's got a lot of speedy receivers. I think the key for LSU offensively this year is to develop a consistent running game or a ground game that they can really rely on. They just have not had a traditional rushing attack the last couple of seasons. Jaden Daniels, he was the guy that did it a couple of years ago, and then last year they really struggled to run the ball at times, especially key moments. So that will be something we'll be certainly watching once preseason camp gets going on. How are they going to be able to run the ball, especially with this new offensive line?
Jaden Daniels was the rushing game for LSU.
Yes.
Let's face it, he was the rushing game. And thank you for diplomatically correcting Garrett Nussmeier. I said Doug, because look, Jeff, things go by so fast. I still think of Doug Nussmeier sometimes as Saints quarterback. That was 1996, which was a while ago, but relatively speaking, things change so fast. Let's talk about LSU baseball real quick in the Major League Draft.
Well, they had 5 more players selected, starting with Daniel Dickerson in the 6th round yesterday to Milwaukee Brewers. Jared Jones went in the 9th round to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jacob Myers, a local kid from Ascension Parish, who really came on strong out of the bullpen for LSU late in the season last year, also a 9th round pick to the Red Sox. Cade Woods, who barely pitched in his 2 seasons at LSU, went in the 10th round. He's been really pitching very well this summer in the Major League. It's like the Major League Baseball draft. They put a lot of prospects in a summer league, and teams get a chance to scout him a little more, and he's been pitching very well. And then Connor Ware, who started off strong for LSU last season and really faltered off, and I don't think he was really healthy when the season ended. He was drafted late, I think it was 15th or 16th round to the Mets. But interesting, who was not drafted? Zach Collin was not drafted, so he's coming back. Chris Stanfield was not drafted. Will he come back, or will he pursue an undrafted, or will he just pursue and sign as an undrafted a rookie? And then Luis Hernandez, who's out of college eligibility, was not drafted either. That was kind of sad to see, because he meant so much to this 2025 national championship team. He'll now try to sign with someone as an undrafted player and try to make his way up through the minors that way to Major League Baseball.
If he's good enough, he'll make it. August 1st, still the starting date for fall practice, Jeff, as far as you know?
That sounds about right. It's probably right around there. August 30th, obviously, the season opener at Clemson.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it as always. We'll take a break, talk to Jeff Nowak when we come back about the Saints. Right now we pause for WWL First News.